Title: Parallel Saturation for Drums Without Third-Party Plugins Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the fastest my drum sound finished now moves in drum and bass mixing, parallel saturation. And we're doing it stock Ableton only, no third-party plugins, no mystery sauce. Here's the big idea in one sentence: we keep your main drum bus clean and punchy, and we create a separate distorted, harmonically rich layer underneath it, then blend that layer in quietly until everything feels louder, denser, and more aggressive without smashing your transients. If you've ever tried saturating your whole drum bus and suddenly your snare loses snap or your hats turn into spraken fizz, parallel is the fix. Let's build it. First, quick prep. Routing. In Ableton, collect your drum elements into a group. Kick, snare, hats or shakers, your break layer like an amen or think, plus any extra percussion or foley. Group them and name the group drum bus. This matters a lot in DNB because you usually want the snare and break to feel glued and angry, but the kick still needs to stay clean, punchy, and controlled. Parallel lets you create that hierarchy. Now we're going to create the parallel return. Insert a return track. On Mac it's Command, Option, T. On Windows it's Control, Alt, T. Name this return SAT parallel. Go to your drum bus track and find the send knob that routes to SAT parallel. Turn it up a little as a starting point. Aim around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. If you don't think in numbers, that's a small send, not a big one. We're just feeding a little bit of drum signal into the dirty layer. Key concept check. Your dry drums are still your main sound. The return is the gritty underlayer. Now we build the device chain on the SAT parallel return. Stock devices, in a very intentional order. First device, EQ8. This is pre-EQ, meaning we shape what we're about to distort. Why? Because saturation is like a highlighter. If you feed it mod, you get louder mod. If you feed it brittle highs, you get fizzy brittle highs. So in EQ8, set a high pass filter, use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave, and set it somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz. If you've got a big kick and a heavy bass line, be safe and try 100 Hz to start. The goal is, don't distort sub and low kick energy in parallel, because it smears groove and makes the low end feel floppy. Then set a low pass filter. 12 dB per octave is fine. Put it around 10 to 14 kHz. If you're making darker rollers or jungle, don't be afraid to go darker, like 10 to 12 kHz. Parallel saturation doesn't need air to sound loud. It needs mid-range harmonics. Optional move, but super effective. Add a gentle bell boost around 200 to 400 Hz, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB. That's the chest zone for snares and the body of breaks. Boosting a bit before saturation can give you that thick, physical drum feeling. Next device, saturator. This is the core grit stage. Set drive somewhere around plus 4 to plus 10 dB. For safe DNB starting point, pick plus 6 dB. Choose a curve. Soft sine is smoother and warmer. Analog clip is harder and more aggressive. For a classic DNB edge, go with analog clip. Turn soft clip on. This is a big deal. Soft clip helps keep the parallel layer controlled and can add that slightly limited, confident smack. Now, very important teacher note. Level matching. Anytime you distort something, it often gets louder. And louder almost always sounds better, even when it's worse. So after you add drive, pull the output down so when you bypass the saturator, the loudness stays roughly similar. You don't have to be perfect. Just close enough that your ears aren't being tricked. Next device. Drum bus. Yes, even on a return. Just be subtle. Drum bus can add glue and a little smack that feels very DNB. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Start at 10. Set crunch low, like 0 to 10%. If your hats start sounding sandy, crunch is usually the first thing to reduce. Turn boom off at first. Parallel boom can get messy fast, because it adds low-end resonance and you're already trying to keep lows clean. Then push transient up. Try plus 10 as a starting point. Anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how much snap you want in that layer. And keep dry slash wet at 100% on drum bus, because you're already doing the wet slash dry blend with the return fader. We don't need to parallel the parallel. Next device, blue compressor. This one is optional, but in drum and bass it's a classic. The goal is not to crush the drums. The goal is to turn the distorted layer into a steady, consistent bed under the clean hits. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so the initial transient still pops through. Set release to auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio at 4 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If it starts pumping in an ugly way, Ease off the threshold or lengthen the release a bit. Optional, enable soft clip on the glue. It can add that subtle limiter vibe and keep peaks in check. Last device, utility. This is your trim, your control, your stop the return from doing weird stuff tool. Use utility gain to make sure the return isn't jumping out. Then set base mono and put it around 120 to 200 Hz. This helps keep low mid solid and centered, especially when the saturation makes things feel wide or unstable. Extra stereo stability tip. In utility, try reducing width to around 80 to 100%. If your brakes start feeling like they're swinging left and right, reduce width before you start panicking and changing EQ and drive. It's often just that the distorted layer got too wide. Now we blend it in. This is where the magic actually happens. Pull the SAT parallel return fader all the way down. Start from zero. Play the busiest section of your track. Ideally a drop where kick, snare, break, and hats are all going. Now slowly raise the return fader. You're listening for three specific things, one at a time. Checkpoint 1. Snare body. Does the snare feel more solid and present without turning boxy? Checkpoint 2. Break forwardness. Do ghost notes and inner detail pop out more clearly? Checkpoint 3. Hat texture. Do cymbals stay smooth or do they turn into brittle fizz? Usually the hats will tell you first when you've gone too far. If hats get ugly, low pass the return harder, like 10 to 12 kHz, reduce crunch or send less hats to the return. Most of the time, the return ends up quieter than you think, like sitting minus 18 to minus 10 dB relative to your main drum bus. Don't chase obvious. Chase suddenly the drums feel finished. Now let's make it DNB specific with smarter send choices. You do not need to send everything equally. Kick usually gets less send. We want the kick transient, clean, and authoritative. Snare usually gets more send. Saturation adds crack and body in a really satisfying way. Break is medium to high send. This is how you get that tape-ish thickness and density. Hats get low send. Hats plus distortion equals fizz if you're not careful. And here's a workflow trick. You don't even have to send the whole drum bus. You can send snare and break more aggressively while keeping the kick and hats conservative. That's how you get aggression without chaos. Next, quick note about pre-fader versus post-fader sends. By default, your send is post-fader, meaning if you turn your drum bus down, the parallel layer goes down too. That's usually what you want. If you do a lot of drum bus volume automation, or you do mute tricks, consider pre-fader, so the parallel layer stays consistent even if you ride the drum bus. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where DNB gets that drop hits harder feeling without changing samples. In the build-up, pull the SAT parallel down a little. Cleaner, smaller, more tension. On the drop, automate it up by 1 to 3 dB. That small move can feel huge. On fills, you can push it briefly for extra hype, then drop it back. This is perceived impact. More energy, same basic drum balance. Before we wrap, let's hit the most common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Oversaturating highs. If cymbals start sounding like spray paint, your return is too bright, or crunch is too high, or you're sending too much hat content. Low pass more aggressively, reduce crunch, reduce hat send. Mistake 2. Saturating sub and low kick too much. If your groove feels smeared or the low end feels blurry, raise the high pass on the return. Don't be scared to high pass at 100 or even 120 Hz, especially if you've got a huge Reese plus kick combo. Mistake 3. Sending everything equally. DNB needs hierarchy. Snare and break love parallel saturation. Hats usually don't. Kick often needs less. Mistake 4. Not level matching. If you don't match loudness, you'll always pick the louder option, even if it's harsher. Use utility gain and device output to keep things honest. Mistake 5. Overcompressing the return. If the return pumps weirdly, reduce gain reduction, slow the release, or sometimes just remove the glue entirely. Saturation alone can be enough. Now, quick mini practice exercise you can do in about 10 minutes. Load a simple DNB loop. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, add a break layer. Build a SAT parallel like this. EQ 8 high pass 100 Hz, low pass 12 kHz, saturator drive plus 6 dB, soft clip on, analog clip, drum bus drive 10%, transient plus 10. Blend the return until the snare feels bigger but not harsh. Then automate the return. Plus 2 dB on the drop, down in the breakdown. Export a quick bounce with and without the parallel. And listen specifically for snare weight and break density, not just is it louder. Two last coach style upgrades if you want to be extra solid. First, Unity Gain setup so you can trust your ears. Temporarily set the return fader to 0 dB, then pull the send down so it's barely audible. Now bypass saturator and drum bus and adjust their output, or utility gain, so the loudness stays roughly the same when you toggle. After that, bring the return fader back down and blend normally. This makes your decisions way faster. Second, protect your master headroom. Parallel chain sneak and peaks. Keep the return meter modest, like peaking below -6 dBFS. If it's spiky, glue soft clip helps, or add a limiter at the very end, shaving just 1 to 2 dB. Gentle, this is control, not loudness war. Alright, recap. Parallel saturation is a dirty layer underneath clean drums. We used a return track so blending and automation is easy. Our stock chain was a Q8 to focus the signal, saturator for harmonics, drum bus for punch and glue, glue compressor to stabilize and utility to trim and control mono and width. High pass the return to keep low end tight. Don't fry the hats, level match so you're not being fooled, and blend subtly. If you tell me what lane you're making liquid, rollers, jump up, neuro, jungle and whether you're mostly using clean one-shots or a classic break layer, I can suggest a tailored starting chain and the exact frequency ranges to prioritize for your snare and break.